They really said that akanksha means without doubt. Without doubt, and samagram means incomplete. Those who are philosophers speculating what is God, what is actually truth, they cannot know. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Tathāpi te deva padām bhujadvayam prasāda leśāṁ grihita eva hi jānāti tattvam nacānna ekoti chiram vichin. One who is, has gotten a little favor of Krishna, Lord, he can understand. Tathāpi te deva padām bhujadvayam prasāda. One who has got little mercy of the lotus feet of Krishna. Tathāpi te deva padām bhujadvayam prasāda is little mercy. Jānāti tattvam. He can understand what is wrong. Little favor. Not all favor. A little. Others, chiraṁ vichinna, they may go on speculating, imagining what is God. God may be like this, God may be like that, God may be like that. So in that way, chiraṁ vichinna, for many, many millions of years, if one thinks like that, he cannot understand. Therefore, Krishna comes himself and he manifests his pastime in Vrindavan as cowherd boy, how he is playing with his friends, how he is dealing with Radharani, how he is dealing with his parents. Everything is manifested practically, just like ordinary human being. But at the same time, whenever there is many big, big demons, beginning from Putana, when he was only a few months old, he is maintaining his position as God, but dealing with his devotees, his father, mother, friends, lover, all in Vrindavan, who are they? They are expansion of Krishna. That story we have got in the Krishna book, the Brahma stole all the cows and calves and cowherd boys, stolen. Krishna immediately created another set. Then Brahma understood that he is the Supreme Lord, my master. So, the Krishna's associates, they are all also Krishna, expansion of Krishna. Ananda chinmaya rasa prajiha visadhi sadhi eva nijarupataya kalhavi. We are also expansion of Krishna. We living entities, Krishna says in the Bhagavad, mamai mansa, part and parcel. So, samagram, one has to understand actually what is Krishna incomplete. If you want to that, know that, then this is the process. Mayi asaptamala. The mind has to be engaged in Krishna. First, mind. Therefore, Krishna manifests himself in this deity form. The deity is Krishna himself. But we cannot concentrate Krishna, which is not visible. Krishna is not visible to the ordinary eyes. Ata sri krishna nabhave grayam indriye. God is not perceptible without this material eyes, our material senses. Atasya Krishna Namadi, even material ears, we are chanting. If you are not spiritually advanced, this chanting of Hare Krishna mantra also will not appeal. It will be hectic. But by chanting, you gradually advance to the pranamarjanam, then you will understand that this Hare Krishna mantra is not different from Krishna. The mantra, the sound vibration is also Krishna. So, we have to repose our mind to the form of Krishna. Krishna says, Mai, and to me, Krishna. We cannot see now Krishna personally. Personally he is here. But we want to see anything physical. Physically he is also there. Here, Krishna Murti is physical. But because you are differently educated, we do not know what is this world of physics. We think that this is different from Krishna. That will be explained. Therefore we say, Tatshinu Asamsam Samagrama Jatha Gyasasi Tatshinu. You just hear from me. As you can understand me in complete, without any doubt. So Krishna is instructing himself, about himself. So why there should be any doubt? There cannot be any doubt. God is explaining himself about him. Then why there should be doubt? This is the, we call, bhakti yoga, madhatva. Maya sapta madhatva. So how you can engage your mind in the Supreme Personality of Godhead if you do not know the form? Therefore Krishna comes in his original form. Yada jadahi dharma sabjani bhoti bhara. Tadātmānam śrījāmaham. When people forget or become engaged otherwise, Raskalda, Yuskitina, at that time he comes. He comes himself or sends his representative to make this Raskal know that here is Krishna. Tadātmānam śrījāmaham. In the form of name, in the form of beauty, in the form of picture, in the so many ways. If you think of Krishna within yourself, that Krishna is like this, Krishna's leg is like this, Krishna's feet is like this, Krishna's hand is like this, mouth is like this, his dress like this, this meditation is perfect meditation. Not imagination. So that your mind will be gradually absorbed in Krishna. So, Krishna comes therefore, personally, and exists. This Krishna Murti, just like here is the picture of your spiritual master. So, you worship this picture. You know that this is my spiritual master's picture. Similarly, if somebody disregards this picture, he will not tolerate. Similarly, Krishna's deity and Krishna are not different. I was explaining this morning. Krishna has come kindly to accept your service as you can deal with it. If Krishna comes in a gigantic form, Krishna has a gigantic form of size, it was shown to Arjuna, he will not be able to capture it, neither he have any means to dress it. Suppose the universal form of Krishna is there, and you have to dress him, so the whole cloth factory will be finished. Is it not? How you can dress? You have no capacity to dress. But Krishna has kindly accepted Paul, this DP. You can purchase cloth according to your means and with your great devotion, you can dress. Similarly, the gigantic Virat Roop was herself formed. The whole, it is described in Bhagavad Gita that he is eating the whole humanity. It is going on in his mouth. Then why is this? Such food. The whole humanity, whole universal living entities can be devoured by Krishna. But because you are not able to offer such gigantic food to Krishna, Krishna says, all right, give me patram pushpam phalam diyo. Give me a little flower, give me a little fruit, give me a little water, I shall accept. This is called archandini. Krishna has agreed to accept your service as you can afford to do. It is not idol worship. It is actually worshipping Krishna. So, therefore, Krishna says, Maya Sapta Manapata. This simply, you have to increase your attachment for Krishna. This is bhakti. We have got attachment for so many things. Our attachment is now dispersed in so many ways. You have to concentrate that attachment to Krishna. Then your business will be successful. Bhakti yoga. Maya sapta mana. Mind. Savi mana Krishna padal. Somewhere or other, you have to engage your mind at the lotus feet of Krishna. Therefore, so many paraphernalia. How to engage your mind? Savanam kirtanam Krishna, hearing about Krishna, chanting about Krishna, thinking of Krishna, worshipping Krishna, talking about Krishna, writing about Krishna, selling the books about Krishna, eating Krishna prasada. In this way, you become Krishnaized, all around Krishna. That is Krishna. This is called bhakti. This is called bhakti. Somewhere or other, you become surrounded by Krishna atmosphere. This is Krishna. Maya sapta mana partha yogam. This is yoga. Madhaksha. Not madhaksha means taking center of me. So, taking center of me into beginning teaching. Understanding of Krishna, taking shelter of Krishna's eternity. Guru Krishna kripaya paya bhakti loka bhij. By Krishna's mercy one gets Guru, and Guru's mercy one gets Krishna. So if one is sincere, he takes advantage of Guru's mercy and Krishna's mercy, and then he will be perfect. This is called bhakti yoga. Not that I am not very much advanced. I don't require any help from my guru. As somebody has been. This is aspect. You cannot get Krishna by overcoming guru. That is not possible. Therefore, Chaitanya Chaitanya says, Guru Krishna kripaya paya. You should always remember that by the mercy of Krishna, we get Guru. And by the mercy of Guru, we get Krishna. So we have to seek mercies of both of them. So, Maya Sapta, Madhasya, Madhasya means, Madhasya, one Guru means, who has taken full shelter of Krishna, is Guru. A Guru does not mean that he has taken shelter of somebody else and he has become Guru. That is not. Guru means one who has taken full shelter, complete surrender to Krishna, his guru. Or he speaks only what is spoken by Krishna. Just as we are speaking in this Bhagavad Gita as it is. There is no malinterpretation. Krishna says, Sarvadharman parityajya mamekam saranam vraja. The guru will teach his disciple that you surrender to Krishna. Krishna is God. He is saying, surrender to me. And guru is saying, you surrender to Krishna. Therefore the statement is the same. Krishna says, manmana bhavam adhaktam adhyadimang namaskuru. So guru will say the same thing, that you always think of Krishna. You become a devotee of Krishna. You offer worship to Krishna. You offer your obeisance. This is Guru's business. Not that, because in the Shastra it is saying the Guru should be honored as Krishna and Bhagavan. Therefore, Guru will think, I have become Bhagavan. No. That is Mayava. The disciple will offer as respect, as much respect he offers to Krishna to Guru. That is the Shastra in them. But for that reason, the real Guru will not think that I have become Krishna. Kintu prabhoja priya evatas yasya prasadad bhagavat prasad. By the mercy of Guru, you get the mercy of Krishna. If Guru approves that he is a nice devotee, then Krishna accepts, yes, he is a nice devotee. So therefore, yasya prasadad, our business is to please Guru. If he is satisfied, that Krishna immediately becomes satisfied. He is the agent. That is very easy to understand. Suppose you are working in an office. Your immediate boss, the superintendent, if he is pleased, that means the managing director is also pleased. You haven't got to please the managing director separately. If you please his representative, then managing director tells you the report. Yes, this man is working well. Then he has never seen it. But that is not the fact. Krishna also seeing you. So this is called Madhatsita. Junyan. Mayasaptamanatmatha yugam junyan madhatsa. You have to take shelter of Krishna. And Krishna, because you have no direct touch of Krishna, therefore you take shelter of Krishna's representative. Then this yoga begins. He will teach you how to practice the bhakti yoga. How to worship him, how to think of him, how to offer obeisance, how to observe the ceremonies, just like yesterday we performed the ceremonies, Ratha Yatra. So this dress, Jagannath dress, and function, everything you have to learn. This is called bhakti yoga, madhatra. And this, the beginning is maya asaktamana, asakti. Asakti, you have to develop attachment. If you do not develop attachment for Krishna, then other things does not come. So this asakti attachment has to be practiced. That asakti, there is rules and regulations, or the method how you can develop, increase your attachment for Krishna. So, the first thing is adau sraddha, faith. That if I become Krishna conscious, I will be happy. That is my goal of life. This is called sraddha. If you have no sraddha, that by loving Krishna, by surrendering to Krishna, my life will be perfect, that is perfection of life, then there is no beginning of bhakti yoga. The first thing is this. Just like Krishna says, sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam vraja. So, you give up all other engagements, just surrender to me. So, if you have got faith as well, then you can devote yourself fully, 10% in the service. This is the beginning. Adusabhya. Yes, Krishna says that by surrendering to Him, I shall be free from all sinful reactions. If you have got faith, then you surrender, and actually you will be free from all sinful reactions. Krishna says, Krishna is not making any bogus propaganda. He says, Aham kva sarva pape bhamo phasyam. I shall get you released from all reaction of sinful life. We are suffering because there is reaction of sinful life. But if you surrender to Krishna, then your all reaction of sinful life is immediately nullified, squared up. So this is the process of bhakti yoga. You surrender, and in the past, whatever sinful activities you have done, they are squared up. Now, account closed. Now, you begin a new life, devotional life. And if you stick to the principle as it is instructed, that do not have illicit sex life, do not have intoxicants, do not eat meat, do not play gambling, speculate. You promise before Krishna and before the spiritual master, before the Vaishnavas, so many witnesses, and if you violate, then you can understand what you are doing. You promise before the deity. Krishna is not defined. So when initiation takes place, we promise so many things. But if we do not follow, if we do not keep our promise, that is a great fault. If you, by chance, by mistake, you violate the regulative principle, that is excused. But if willingly, if you go on committing sinful life, just like in the churches they go to confess and again begin, that kind of business is not healthy. That kind of business will not help you. So I have confessed. Now I begin a new chapter of sinful life. Again I shall confess. Krishna is not so poor that you can cheat him by this process. No, that is not possible. You can be excused the process of your advancement unwillingly if you commit some mistake. That will be excused. That is said in the Bhagavad Gita. Opite sudhakara bhajati imam ananda bhav sadhuriva samantabha. Sometimes we take shelter of this verse that opite sudhakara, I have a sinful mind. Bhajati imam ananda bhav, if he is fully engaged in my service. But this word is very important. One cannot be fully engaged in the service of Krishna unless he is purified. Jisam antagatam papam jananam punyakarmana. One who is completely freed from reaction of sinful life and is always engaged in pious activities, such person can be Krishna conscious. So it is not that one is a divorce at the same time a Krishna conscious. So that is a contradiction. It cannot be. If he is actually Krishna conscious, he cannot be divorced. And if he is divorced, then he is not Krishna conscious. Two things cannot go parallel. So, no. We are, if we are fully surrendered to Krishna, Krishna takes our all sinful, because continually we are suffering. What is that? Because, just like the same example, infection. I am infected, say, 2-3 times a day. So I am suffering from one infection, again another infection. They come. They take time. Just like if you sow a seed, it's not that immediately becomes a big tree and fruits. No, it takes some time. Similarly, our papabhijam, the seed of sinful activities, we take it, But in the immediately we may not see that it is rectified. But it will in due course of time. It will. Same level, that one man has infected cholera, bacteria. So, not that immediately he is attacked with cholera. Say after a few days. Therefore, the injection is given and the time is allowed in the medical treatment. So that if the infection has actually working, the disease will come. So immediately we may not see that we are infected with some certain type of sinful activities, but it will come into notice. And that is going. Therefore we shall be careful not to infect. And how to become careful? If you always engage yourself in Krishna service, therefore the deity worship in the temple is there. To keep us always engaged. Not only duty worship, the class, reading, hearing, kirtan. In so many ways, there are 9 different kinds of ways. Subhanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, padasevanam, archanam, bandhanam, dasanam, sakkamam. Any way, if you keep yourself always engaged in Krishna consciousness, in Krishna's business, then you are in your mood. You will not be in it. This is the cause. You keep yourself all in and be Krishna consciousness business, it always remains in you. Sagunam samapitta yitan brahma bhuya. And willfully we stand not to anything which is against the bhakti process. Willfully. But because I am habituated, suppose a smoker, he has taken to Krishna consciousness. And he has promised that I shall not smoke personally. But all of a chance, sudden suppose his friends induce him, how is that? Smoke to that too. So sometimes we become induced. But we should always remember that I have taken this vow. Why shall I be induced by my friend to smoke? That is very nice. But even if by mistake you do that, that can be excused. But not willfully. Then nobody is saying, Krishna is not here, let me smoke now. Not that. Krishna's eyes are everywhere. You cannot escape Krishna's eyes. So, in this way, this verse says that, increase your attachment upon me. That attachment can be, the process is this, that first of all, you must have full faith in Krishna. Or full faith in the words of spiritual mind. That is the beginning. If you have no faith, there is no question of advance. The advance, there is no question. Finish, then everything is finished. The first thing is faith. Then we have to associate with persons who have faith. Sadhusam. This is our opening of different center names. We are giving chance. So those who are inmates of the temple, they should be also such nice devotees that anyone who will come in the association of devotees, he will immediately develop a sense of devotion. That is the duty, those who are managing this temple. By his character, by his behavior, he will be influenced. This is the next step. First of all, faith. The next step is to associate with devotees. The devotees must be also sincere devotees, otherwise what will be the effect of their association? Then, gradually, he will be inclined to become one of the devotees. He will request the president, sir, you recommend me for being initiated and interested. That is called bhajanav kriya. Ādhu sadhya tato sādhu saṅga ato bhajanav kriya. Then bhajanav kriya is initiated, the activities begins officially. Then as he makes advance in this bhajanav kriya or activities in devotional service, then anathani vittishya. Then all the unwanted things, the so-called illicit sex life, meat eating, drinking, gambling, even after smoking and drinking tea, finished, anathana vikrishna. Then you become pure. When you are pure, then your attachment for Krishna, kathāsakti, that is kathāsakti, attachment. Then, tato nishtha, then phānti, tato ruchi, taste, kathāsakti, then attachment, tato bhāva. In this way, you come to the platform of loving Krishna. Then your life is perfect. This verse explains that how you can increase your devotional life, how you can become perfect, how you can know God perfectly, samagam, asamsa, without any doubt. This is the verse. Thank you. No question?
Yes, I hear. What gives a man the right to take without further license? What gives a man the right to accept the last story of life?
What qualifications should the man have to take sannyas?
Sannyas?
What qualifications?
For sannyas? Yeah. Who has got no more material desires? Then he is fit for taking sannyas. Sarvabhavi, huh? Anyavilasita sunnam. Sunnam means zero. All material desires made into zero. Then sunnis. Anyavilasita sunnam jnana karma dalantakam. Anukullina krishna alasirana. Bhakti. Sunnas. Anathakta. That is described in Bhagavad Gita. Anāsita karma phalam kājyam karma karoti. Sa sannyasi. Who is a sannyasi? Anāsakta. Anāsakta means he is working day and night. But no attachment for the result. Kurmi, what is the difference between kurmi and sannyasi? Kurmi is working so hard day and night. He is expecting that I shall get some money out of it. And I shall invest. That is kurmi. And sannyasi, he is working in the same way, day and night. But he is not expecting the profit for his personal use. For Krishna. And that is sannyasi. But the difference, there is no, in the activity, there is no difference. But the one is accepting the result for his personal benefit, and one is creating good results, but not for his personal benefit, but Krishna's service. This is the definition of sannyas. Anāsita karma phalam kājyam. He is doing as my duty. I am Krishna's servant. I have to do it. If I do not do it, then it is my misdeed. Anāsita karma phalam kājyam karma karma. Sa sannyasi, sa yogi cha. Such person is yogi, such person is sannyasi. Na niragni, na chakriya. Not that artificially I have taken the dress of a sannyasi and talking nonsense. It is not it. Sannyasi means one has completely devoted his life for Krishna. He is sannyasi. And he is yogi.
Yes. So, Baba, how is one able to draw the distinction between working very hard for Krishna and over-endeavoring?
But that is Palena Kuritiyata. By the result, he can understand. By his heart is Krishna, he will understand more about Krishna. Krishna's idea will be clear to him. That is the test. Because it is said, Sevan Mukhi hi jivhāda uṣāma. Krishna cannot be realized by so-called speculation. But if you render service to Krishna, then Krishna is revealed to you. Revelation. So, he, how much sadness he is gaining, that will be tested. How much he has, realized Krishna. This is this. If Krishna is still vague idea to him, then he has not advanced. This is this. It's like, if you have eaten something, then you will feel satisfaction. You are hungry, you have given some food. But you cannot say that I am eating, also I am not satisfied in my hunger. That cannot. If you are actually serving Krishna, then Krishna will reveal to you, know what is Krishna, atam saram samagra, without any doubt and fullness. Really, test. If somebody comes, what is Krishna? You say, yes, I am serving Krishna, but I do not know what is Krishna. What is this service? He must know, because he has to be said, asamsara, without any doubt.